It's the After Show!
That was good.
That was pretty good, guys. Sometime we should start together and end together. That's you know, that's what I have band practice. That's basically what we do when I get the band together. I said, here's the thing, guys. We need to start the song together and end it together. That's anything in between, we can screw around with. It doesn't matter. No one will know.
Well, it's the Rona. We're not even in the same room together. How are we supposed to know?
I know.
The flu Rona now is the new thing. Did you see that?
There's Delta Cron. There's that too.
Yeah, Delta Cron and flu Rona. Did you hear the stuff with that? We did a in-depth on it. So flu Rona is having the flu and coronavirus at the same time, which has happened before where, you know, people have COVID and other issues. They call them co-infections. And then the Delta Cron. I was like, oh my gosh. But supposedly experts are saying that may be a lab processing error.
I'm hoping so
because they both just sound scary, right?
They do.
It's just the most ridiculous thing ever. It's just it's crazy. It's just crazy. So we're sick of it. And speaking of that, here are some things that we are sick of. Okay. Podcasts. There's a reason you never made it in radio. You have nothing to say. That's what I feel about all podcasters. I'm sorry.
I love podcasts.
Some of them are good, but some of them suck. Like anything else, there's a million of them. About 1% are good.
Right. I listened to the Dateline ones. Mm-hmm. I have an obsession with Dateline lately. I really do. And my son was in the car one time. He goes, I can't listen to any more of these. He's like, these are terrible. I'm like, no, they're really good.
Is it Keith Morrison? Keith Morrison is the best ever.
I know. Well, he just doesn't like all the murder, death, kill in my
Dateline.
Same here,
girl.
All right, here's something else we're sick of.
That's right.
Here's something else we're sick of. Emotional support pets. If you have to cuddle with an iguana to fly from Dallas to Sacramento, don't fly.
I'm not sick of them. I love seeing everything in the airport. I think it's awesome until they poop and pee on the floor, and you're like,
there you have it. Thank you. Questions at the gas pump, cash or credit? Are you a fuel rewards member?
Geez, yes.
Do you want to join?
I can't stand that.
Is this an interrogation? I'm at Exxon. I'm not at Guantanamo. Stop asking me questions. I just want to put gas in the car. I want to put an exploding liquid in my car so I could drive. Shut up already. Okay?
Yes, I agree with you on that one, Tony.
Especially when it's been so cold and your fingers are freezing. You're like, no. Here's my zip code, pump.
I don't even want a receipt. I don't even want to wait. Let's go.
Fitness trackers. We already have something that berates us for not getting off the couch. It's called a spouse.
Ouch.
And here's the thing I'm sick of most. Intimate details about Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's marriage.
Seriously?
Spend less time telling us how you let each other screw around and more time doing it. That's what I'm sick of.
I like it.
I don't care that you mess around. I really don't care. I don't care that you have a marriage that doesn't seem serious. I don't know, but just, you know, leave us out of it. How does that sound, guys?
Yeah, I agree.
We're just not that into you.
The less details, the better for me.
Exactly. I 100% agree.
But Nikki sounds like she wants the details because she ain't saying anything.
I have a feeling Nikki does.
I have a feeling Nikki would. Yep.
Curious minds want to know. That's what Mama Rudd always said.
Mama Rudd.
Cute.
I love it.
Well, what else, gang?
Oh, guys, speaking of Mama Rudd, she has a big birthday coming up. Not as big as Tony's mom.
Yeah.
But big. Mama Rudd is turning 70.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's bigger than
mine. So what do I do, guys? I mean, I'm not going to be there. What should I do for her?
For 70th birthday. Tony, what did you do? You have experience in these areas.
Oh, I'm terrible at gifts. Send her 70 roses. That's number one. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Tony is an expensive person, but Mama deserves it.
She deserves it. You can do that. There's no way you can be there, of course, but you can FaceTime with her, no? Does she have an iPhone?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Mama and I talk and FaceTime all the time.
Okay. Connect with your father and see what he's doing, and maybe you can glom onto it. That's pretty easy.
Yeah. I'll ask Dad what's up. We were talking about flying me there, but, you know.
You don't want to get on a plane right now.
I mean, I totally would. We were talking about doing a party, and then, you know, it just crept up on us. Like, oh, yeah, it's next week. Mom's 70.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I talked to Mom. She said she didn't want a party.
All moms say that. They all say that. I don't want anything. Although right now with the rapid rate of the Omicron, I don't know that I would throw a party or get on an airplane. Oh,
by the way, I heard this yesterday, and I guess I haven't fact checked it, guys, but I think I told you guys that my husband got the virus, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I heard that Omicron doesn't take away your taste and smell, and he did not lose taste or smell.
Oh, okay.
Have you guys heard that? That Omicron?
I have not
did
heard
not
that.
Hear that. No, I did not hear that.
I don't, again, I haven't fact checked it. Right. But I got it from a good source, a.k.a. Brett Davidson told me that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right.
So I was like, oh, I knew it. My husband got the Omicron and I had the Delta.
Now you can, when you sleep together, you can get Delta Crumb.
Okay.
Right.
That's how it works.
By the way, I didn't tell you guys, I tested, you know, because I was around him during before he knew he was positive, and I didn't get it, so I still had immunity. I guess it's been within 3 months, so they say that's when you should get boosted if you or vaccinated, whatever you haven't done yet.
You know, I like good old fashioned sicknesses like mononucleosis.
I had mono back in ninth grade from Brian Bagdahl.
Yeah,
I mean, girl, I remember when you had mono.
You get it, and you get it once, and it's gone, and you're good. That's what I want. That's how a sickness should be.
All Nate knows about kissing is my mono story. So,
honey, but no, he knows more than that. Get your head out of the sand.
No, he doesn't.
Right? Oh,
no, he does not.
If you don't think he is kissing, he's slipping tongue to that girl.
Not.
Oh, he's 13 years old.
No, but my niece is with her boyfriend, and he goes, she's going to get mono.
Christy, he is 13 years old, okay?
It's still gross. Girls have cooties. Stop it. I refuse to believe this is happening.
We all have cooties now, turns out. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, man.
Oh, Christy. You poor dear thing. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Do you really think it's not happening yet, Christy?
No, I know it's not.
Oh, please,
okay,
Christy.
Good. So, no, Tony, I'm saying with our boys, too, like, the oldest has been dating a girl for a while now, and I'm like, you know, I'm always asking. I'm a reporter. I ask questions. Like,
same. So do I.
So have you kissed her yet? Are you practicing on your elbow?
I haven't asked that. No, Nate said him and his girlfriend talked about it, and they said no kissing till 8th grade. They said in 7th grade, it's just gross.
Okay, yeah, 8th grade, that sounds about right.
Yeah, 9th, which is when I got mono.
And then it all happens. It progresses from kissing to, oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, I can't even. All right, we're done. We're done here, Tony. We're done.
That's
the After Show.